It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
I'm looking at the Arch in St. Louis today from a distance. We are at Enterprise Center in St. Louis, the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues. How many times have we come here for playoff hockey? Do you know this? I believe it's still the case. The Sharks have played more playoff games against the St. Louis Blues than any other franchise. Can you believe that?
I thought maybe Nashville might be up there too, but yeah, I could see that.
The two teams are this team and Colorado.
Colorado.
Think about all the times they played them in series.
Boy, yeah, you're right. I think about all the times we came here. I mean, that first playoff series that I remember about them was when we were eighth in the conference, and they were first. They were President's Trophy winner. And they had everybody.
They had Pronger.
He
got booed away. Hopper.
Yeah, they had Al McGinnis. They had a great team. Joe Quenneville was coaching that team. Darryl was coaching the Sharks. And one goal changed everything. First game, they were way better than we were and beat us soundly. And they were doing the same thing in the second game as far as controlling the play. And then one goal changed the entire series. And it was Marc Bergevin throwing the puck in his own net. He was coming back. Remember that? Took the shot. There was a shot on net. A rebound popped up to Marc Bergevin. He grabbed it and he went to throw it behind the net. And he actually threw it into his own net. Goal counted. Changed everything.
And then, of course, Owen Nolan with the slap shot from center ice. But I think the Bergevin goal was bigger.
Well, I think it just that gave the guys, all of a sudden the guys, whoa. Hey, that's taking advantage of your moment. I mean, that was the one thing about that team. Boy, they could take advantage of a moment. Critical moments, they were great. And then game seven, Darryl puts Ronnie Stern in for Alexander Korolyuk. Sterny scores. It's amazing. Owen scores that goal, and that goal was it. That was when Owen scored that goal, that was it. Game was over then. But then I think about at the end of the game, near the end of the game, they're putting pressure on, and Owen blocks a shot from Al McGinnis, you know. It's just, there's so many little things in that series.
Little thing, too. Steve Shields was really good in that game.
Fantastic. He was absolutely, that was the other thing. Yeah, Shieldsy was, it's when he became Shieldsy. He was so good. It was, that was a fun series because we weren't expected to do anything. To me, this is the series that we took that first step to being, we're serious about being a good hockey team. That was a fun series because we won it.
It's always better when
you
win.
Exactly.
In a strange way, it's kind of like that tonight. The Sharks aren't expected to do much against the St. Louis Blues, who are a desperate team trying to get to the playoffs. I was looking at it today. St. Louis right now is 5 points out. They've got 9 games to play. That hurts them. They could have used an extra one. But they got to get 12 points to get to 94. And I think 94 is going to be the number. And I was looking at that. If LA goes 500 or if the team in that level goes 500, then you got to get to at least 94, 95 to get in. It's a pretty tall order for them, too. So obviously their season's in the balance.
Yeah. They have to win out from here on in and hope that a couple teams lose out. It's so hard because you might be able to win out, but the other teams aren't going to lose every game. I mean, it's hard to jump over to, especially with the extra point. The extra point, as I like to refer to it as the loser point, it skews the standings, it skews how good a team is, and then point percentage-wise. But it also just, it really takes away your chances to make a run if you get those ties, because the game does have that competitive balance, and the teams are pretty close.
Well, they are, and in fact, if you look at the standings, 4 teams have already clinched in the Eastern Conference, but only one, Dallas, has clinched in the Western Conference. Now, that could change today, and believe it or not, the San Jose Sharks are in the middle of it. Because
yeah.
If they beat St. Louis in regulation, if I'm not mistaken, Colorado clinches a spot. And there are a whole bunch of other permutations that we'll go over later on the broadcast tonight, but when Brett comes on with me. But bottom line is that the Western Conference is a pretty tight conference, too. Everybody's talking about the race at the bottom of it for the East. I think that the eight teams are pretty much solved right now.
Yeah.
St. Louis, I think Minnesota is probably not close enough to getting there. St. Louis still has a slight chance, but they got to win today.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, David had the meeting with the guys this morning, and they had a practice yesterday, and he emphasized. I mean, they played a good game against Minnesota. As far as the first period, the first period was the first period. They got a shot 16-1, but they got their heads in it in the second and third. So their effort is there, and we've said that, geez, how many times we said that this year, that their effort's been there. They're working, and
I'd say about 70 times.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot to be said about a team that's been out of the playoffs since Christmas, and they've still stayed with it. As far as effort goes, sometimes their execution lags, sometimes mentally they're not in it, but I can't fault this team without it, you know, being a handful of games, and I know I've said this 1,000 times before, but where they haven't given you what they've got. For the most part, they've given you what they've got, and that's what you ask for, and it does matter. It does matter for the players individually, where they're going to have a chance to continue their NHL career. And it does matter as the players with their teammates. As David Quinn said, told us this morning, you have an obligation to your team and your teammates to give your best effort. And I think for the most part, they've done that. We have some like really great examples of individuals who have really been able to stay where, you know, my favorite saying, stay where your feet are. Not worry about the past. I'm not worried about the future. I'm here right now. I'm going to give you what I got because I'm here.
In other words, what you're saying is that it is absolutely physically impossible to leave your feet.
It is physically impossible. It's one of my, as you know, one of my pet peeves. You can't leave your feet. You can jump. You can ascend. Your feet can leave the ice. You can elevate. You can do all kinds. You can leap. But you cannot leave your feet.
How did that thing get into our lexicon?
No, but it drove me crazy from day one. You know I've been the guy, the leading charge on this, that you can't leave your feet. I've got some other ones. I'm a very literal guy. Okay, I'm not quite like where everything I take is literal, but I'm very literal. Like midair. He knocked it out of midair. Well, where's high air? Where's low air?
What's piled high?
What's piled high? Exactly. That's a different thing that you guys have to, you and Randy have to talk about. But overall, you can't leave your feet. Let's just get set on that one.
Today is the 30th of March. Today is the 37th birthday of Marc-Edouard Vlasic. Let us consider that he has been with the San Jose Sharks since he was 19 years of age, drafted at 18. Obviously, his career is in the back nine, but he has continued to be a really solid professional, whether or not he has a good game or not. I think he's coming off a less than par game against the Minnesota Wild. But let's reflect on his career for a second.
I would say that there wouldn't have been many people, with the exception of Marc-Edouard Vlasic, that would have been able to tell you he's going to last over 1,200 games, which is where he's over 1,200.
He's almost at 13.
In the National Hockey League. He was going to win an Olympic gold medal. He was going to be one of the more formidable defensive players in the National Hockey League. That he was going to be a guy that we'd look back on and go, that was one of the better San Jose Shark draft picks of all time. I think Mark was the only guy that would have said that. Mark was a good player. And there was a time when he was a great player. I mean, he played in the Olympic team, for crying out loud, in 2010, which was the best Olympic team that Canada ever had. And he always had that confidence. He always had that swagger. If someone would say cocky, I do love his personality. I do love the fact that he still has personality. And some of that personality is taken out of those kids nowadays. But one of my favorite people to be around, without a doubt, is the San Jose Shark.
And here's hoping that he doesn't look at his stick too often tonight during the course of the game. We're on the air at 4:30 in the afternoon Pacific time for the Sharks and the Blues. It's going to be a great game. You got to tune in. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.